You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, I just read your commentary, Israeli Fascist. Aren't you being unfair? Don't the Jews have a divine right to occupy the land? Now, I do understand your question because, you know, I am fully aware that there are indeed a number of Christians who believe that the Jews do have a divine right to the modern land of Israel. But the question that we really need to ask is this belief biblical? Now, it is true as we look at scriptures, primarily Genesis chapter 12, that God promised Abraham that his descendants will inherit the land of Canaan. Now, although Abraham had several sons, some of whom are in fact the ancestors of the Arab peoples, the specific divine promise was originally intended for those in the line of Abraham's son Isaac and his grandson Jacob. Now, we find the initial fulfillment of this promise after the exodus from Egyptian slavery, when under the leadership of Joshua, the children of Israel eventually settled in that region. However, when we look at the promises of God, we find that they were not unconditional. In fact, before the people settled in the land, God himself informed them that their future security would only be guaranteed if they entered into a covenant with him. And we could look at examples of the terms of the covenant in Exodus chapter 19, verses 3 through 6, or Deuteronomy chapter 28 through 30. And there are a number of other places in the Old Testament that gives us the conditions of the promise. Unfortunately, after a series of apostasies, we see that God was compelled to keep his word, and the physical descendants of Israel were denied divine protection. Now, this was most manifest in the conquest of the northern kingdom of Israel by the Assyrian Empire in the year 722 BC, and of course in the capture of the southern kingdom of Judah by the Babylonians in 587 BC. Now, even after Babylonian captivity, we see that God's grace remained active, and a remnant returned to rebuild Jerusalem in fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy. After a period of autonomy under the Maccabeans, we see that the apostasy continued, and eventually we see Jewish servitude under the Romans, and the Romans eventually put an end to the kingdom in the Roman-Jewish wars of 70-73. And so Israel and her Jewish descendants had broken the terms of the covenant and as such disqualified themselves from the promise according to the word of God. Now, although physical Israel did not meet the terms of the promise, chapters 3 and 4 of Hebrews inform us that the essence of the promise is still available for all those who wish to enter into covenant with the same gracious God. In fact, Paul is also clear in Romans chapter 9 through 11 that God has expanded the covenant to include anyone who calls on the name of the Lord. This renewed covenant, we find, does not just offer the faithful a strip of arid land in a war-torn region of the world, but it offers them a renovated world with the New Jerusalem as its permanent capital. Now, I need you to know that I provide this answer as a physical descendant of a Sephardic Jew, but one who has not set his sights on temporary structures, but on the eternal realities of the common kingdom. My Jewish siblings' escape in persecution in Europe were granted the right to the land of the Philistines by the Balfour Declaration and the United Nations. But please, please, my brothers and sisters, let's not confuse this with the will of God. I hope this answered your question.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations. which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.